Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Goldin. Here is this week's parenting from the Parsha, Parshas Vayeshev, entitled Planting and Building in Chinuch. This week's Parsha is action-packed, particularly when it comes to parenting and sibling-family relationships. But there's one particular part of the Parsha that I want to focus on, as I believe it has a particularly powerful message for us as parents. In this week's Parsha, after Yosef is sold by his brothers and arrives in Egypt, he is sold to the house of Potiphar. The Torah describes how Yosef immediately brings blessing to the house of Potiphar and becomes his trusted servant, soon becoming Potiphar's second in command. However, together with this success comes the ultimate test, as Potiphar's wife attempts to seduce Yosef. The Torah hints to the tremendous challenge that this created for Yosef, to the point that there is an argument in the Gemara as to how close Yosef came to succumbing to the temptation. Ultimately, however, Yosef overcame the temptation and refuses her advances. How was Yosef able to do so? Rashi, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil La'asos, quotes a famous medrash that Yosef was able to overcome her enticement because D'mus D'yukno Shel Aviv Nirai Lav, a vision of his father appeared to him, giving him the strength to overcome the temptation. The medrash and its imagery is fascinating. What exactly does it mean that Yaakov's face appeared to Yosef? Is it meant to be taken literally? Some might suggest that what was happening here was classic Jewish guilt. That deep in the back of his mind, Yosef knew that if he committed this immoral act, he wouldn't be able to face his father, or he would simply feel guilty because he would be disappointing his father and his legacy. The problem with this approach is that from the perspective of Yosef, he might not ever see his father again, and his connection to his family and their legacy wasn't necessarily relevant to him anymore. So why would he feel guilty? Rather, I believe that the imagery of this medrash is much deeper and much more fundamental to us as parents. Perhaps we can suggest that Yosef's ability to withstand the temptation wasn't because of a sense of guilt, but rather a deep sense of moral purpose, of right and wrong, that Yaakov had instilled in Yosef. And the greatest test of Yaakov's success as a parent was when Yosef faced a challenge to those values all alone in a situation where no one else would know, and he still successfully overcame the obstacle. Rav Shlomo Valbi, in his Sefer on Chinuch, entitled Zriya Ubinyan B'Chinuch, talks about two fundamental parallel processes through which parents raise and are mechanic their children. One he calls binyan, building, and the other he calls zriya, planting. Binyan refers to a process by which we build or shape our children into the people we want them to be. Similar to the process of building a structure, we play a more active role in trying to form who they are and how they should act. If the child acts in a way that runs counter to that vision or veers from the structure that we have in mind, our job is to shift them back in line. However, at the same time, there's a second parallel process in Chinuch called Zriya, planting. Similar to a planting a tree, Zriya refers to the process of planting certain values, ideals, and principles within our children from an early age, and allowing those values to grow and develop organically. Proper Chinuch, explains Rav Volbi, requires a balance between these two parallel processes. We must cultivate within our children from a young age the values and ideals that we feel are important, and then give them the space to allow those values to develop organically. At the same time, we must continue to build our children as well, taking a more active role in shaping them when the situation arises. As Rav Volbi poignantly explains, if we raise our kids using solely the medium of binyan without the zriya, we would raise robots who do what we tell them to do without those values becoming a part of who they are. If we use zriya without binyan, we would raise children who have internalized values, but the values themselves may have veered out of line. As parents, our ultimate goal is to impart our values to our children and instill them in a way that our children share them not because we force them to, but because these values become a part of who they are. In this way, they will hopefully keep these values even when they are on their own. Perhaps we could suggest that this is the true meaning of Yosef seeing D'mus D'yukno Shel Yaakov, the image of his father Yaakov. Far from being simple guilt, what Yosef saw in his mind's eye were the values that his father had instilled within him and that had become a part of him. These values, which Yaakov had instilled through this combination of Zriya and Binyan, empowered Yosef to withstand the incredible temptation and to live based on the values inculcated within him by his father. May we merit to successfully integrate both of these methods in our own chinuch and raise children who live by proper values that have become a part of who they are, such that they prioritize them even after they leave our care. Thank you for listening and wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom.